Tesla's special generator is his non-moving part version of his tri-metal generator. It's one and the same thing. Now, William Line tells us that for his special generator, iron had a distinct purpose. And I quote from his book, Pentagon Aliens, for every, 200? For every 200 pounds of iron added to his special generator, one horsepower was increased at its output. So, how does that apply to this circuit of the 100-watt challenge that I have dubbed the golden ratio circuit because of the three mutual inductances that are related to the golden ratio? What I think is going on is that there are three options. Either the circuit blows up, it either goes comatose, which is what convention will is telling everybody will happen, or it will stabilize with periodic collapses of its surges to infinite oblivion. And what I think happens is, you know, by definition, reactance is called instability. That's one of the words electrical engineers allow themselves to call over unity, is instable, unstable. Because reactance cannot be constant, like conservation of energy would expect of energy, because it's not energy, it's reactance. And it either goes up or goes down, but it never stays the same. It's constantly changing in a particular direction with a certain trend. So it's usually goes in one direction. It doesn't go get big and then get small again. It either keeps getting bigger or it keeps getting smaller. Usually it keeps getting bigger. I haven't seen it being consistent about going smaller unless I accidentally made it happen that way. So maybe when it goes smaller, it does... you do get a kind of randomness as to which way it'll go, but when it comes to going big, it just keeps going. Anyway, that's a minor detail. We don't have to worry about that. So the main point of this is that iron opens up the middle window, the middle option of periodic collapses, to make it more available, to make it more wiggle room to adjust your other factors of capacitance and inductance to be able to modify the output and still stay inside that window. So it does more than give you more power, as William Line was quoting Tesla. It gives more greater range of stability, and that is so crucial. We don't want the darn thing blowing up in our face, and yet we want to be able to adjust it, and adjustment is not easy. It sometimes, when the circuit is too small, trying to put out too little power, it ends up being more unstable. It because increasing the inductance, let's say, of the main coils, you know, with the L1 coils on the far left, the large coils, increasing the inductance of the large coils tends to increase stability. And when you try to shrink it down to get less voltage so that you can accommodate a little 100-watt light bulb challenge instead of powering an electric vehicle such as a Tesla, you know, what is it, 100 kilowatts or something, it gets to be very difficult and very tempting for the circuit to be so unstable that it blows up. So the middle window is harder to reach and maintain of periodic collapses. And it's easier for you to either go comatose because you're not supplying it with enough energy, enough reactants, I should say, or not allowing it to react enough, or it reacts too much and blows up. So I think that's the purpose of iron. The more iron you add, linking the large coils, double or more coils with the small double or more coils, the more stability you achieve. And that means the consequence is the greater variety of wiggle room for adjusting your outcome is also achieved. And I think that's the way to look at it, because we're dealing with reactance here. We're not dealing with energy. And reactance is so volatile that it either goes comatose or it blows up in your face. It rarely do you get that middle zone where it, the strobe effect, it just periodically collapses. I mean, collapses its surges to infinite oblivion. It rarely is that the case. And so I think that's the value of iron, is to make the circuit more practical, more safe. We want it to be safe, right? I don't want it to blow up in my face after 100 hours of run time. All of a sudden, it escalates and blows up. I've seen that happen. You know, you think a circuit is stable, and then it was poorly built because of that C2 capacitor and other factors. And so it takes its sweet time, but eventually it creeps up on you and explodes on you. Very gradually, it reaches that point. And so you think, oh, well, it didn't blow up right away, so it must be an okay circuit. No, not necessarily. You might have a surprise 3 months down the line, 30 years down the line. Who knows, you know? Nobody knows anything about this type of circuit. Nobody's dealt with it before. So how do we know what's going to happen? I've seen indications to indicate to me that there's a certain amount of risk involved of running the circuit at any time, you know, long or short. It's not something I fully understand, and so I can't vouch for the safety of the circuit that I present. It's probably why nobody's bothered to build it. Maybe we'll let him deal with it or not, as he sees fit, you know, because we don't want to deal with it. Yeah, I don't blame you if you don't want to deal with it.